Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. I thought I hit it wrong button. All right, let's get this going. Hello, everyone. This is Tom from Road Tested Living. I'm being joined with my good friend, Jewel Jones, from Over the Road Apparel. How are you doing today, Jewel?
I'm doing really good, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm glad you can join me a little bit. I'm sure you're getting ready for MATS this year.
Oh, absolutely. We've been busy getting ready for it.
I think everybody is. But anyways, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Over the Road Apparel and how you got interested in what you're doing, your background in the industry.
Okay. I will start with my background in the industry. My father started Metalark Agency, Inc. before I was born, actually. And so I really grew up in the trucking industry. It was a big part of my family. I worked there in the summer, starting in reception, and then eventually I became a dispatcher. And that's what I started doing full-time after I graduated high school. And I moved to Los Angeles in 2009 because I decided I wanted to work in the fashion industry. And during that time, my older sister, who also worked at Metalark, purchased the business from my father. And we were talking one day about driver image, and we had this idea about a truck driver clothing line. And that is how Over the Road Apparel started.
That's kind of interesting. Did I just hear you say you're one of those feared and evil dispatchers?
Oh, I was a nice dispatcher. I was more of a broker, but my job was to call drivers and give them their pickup information.
Okay. So you aren't quite as hated, but maybe close, depending on your perspective. But and seriously, she is a good person. But now she's making amends. She's trying to make us drivers look good. and with somebody like me, that requires a lot of work. But that's a whole other conversation for a different show. But anyways, you started this. Now, jumping from, you know, the trucking industry to fashion is, you know, quite the leap. So, you know, what inspired you or you know, what really made you make the switch from trucking to fashion?
Well, I got my degree in fashion marketing while I was in Los Angeles, and I got a lot of exposure to the fashion industry while I was there. And there was a lot that I liked about it, but I always missed trucking. The trucking industry was always where my heart was. And so when my sister came up with the idea of Over the Road Apparel, it was really an amazing opportunity that let me be in the trucking industry, which I love, and also the fashion industry, which I love. So it was like a dream come true, kind of.
That sounds great. Now, you were saying you both wanted to improve driver image. In your opinion, and I realize I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, you know, in what ways do you think driver image needs improved, or what is it specifically you want to work on to improve its driver image?
Well, improving driver image, I think it's a really broad subject, but it can also be specific to each driver and what he considers, how he wants his image to be portrayed. So I would say overall we just are looking at a more professional image of drivers because they are professionals and they're good at what they do, and people should understand how important they are, and having a professional image is kind of a part of helping people do that. And so we focus a lot on professionalism and even just little things you can do. You don't have to wear, you know, a tie and a suit, but there's little things you can do to up the professionalism level of what you wear every day. But what you wear also has to be functional because you do have a job to do. So our big challenge is finding something that did both.
Yeah, when you said you don't have to wear a suit or tie, I was smiling because I'm pretty sure you were both thinking of our friend Henry Albert when you were saying that. Okay, maybe not the suit, but at least the tie.
Yeah, I would.
So, you know, in the terms of what you're defining as a professional, and I agree, working with the truck driver image is something that a lot of people are becoming passionate about. You know, I personally want to see, you know, the public stop looking at drivers as, you know, fat, lazy, uneducated people and see that, you know, most drivers do care about themselves, do care about their health, but they're dealing with some very unusual and difficult challenges that they're trying to overcome on the road. You know, you've got other programs like Trucking Moves America Forward that is focusing on driver image through a variety of things. And obviously, you have companies like yourself that is doing your part. So what do you feel that over-the-road apparel brings to the table in terms of improving driver image? And, you know, what are some of the benefits to your product and your services?
Well, I would say in terms of what we bring to the table, almost what I was saying earlier, how I think a lot of times part of the reason that drivers don't dress professional has to do with the fact that they work hard, they get dirty, and then they drive for a long time, so they want to be comfortable. So that was a huge challenge that we had to face. And so we made sure that our workwear was going to be functional and comfortable. So not only can you work in it, you can also drive for a long time in it and sit for a long time in it and be comfortable. So we wanted to make sure we hit both of those areas.
And that is something that's important. And I know I have a sample of a couple of your shirts that I wear. And the Duke is the one that I typically wear, and which is their Western-style shirt. And the thing that really has impressed me about that one is I'm notorious for snagging my work shirts and getting rips on it. And so far, I've yet been able to snag and rip this shirt. That's not saying I won't succeed at this point, but I've not been able to accomplish it, number one. And then number two, it is a very comfortable shirt. It is easy to take care of. You know, even if I keep it folded up or on a slightly rumpled on a hanger, you know, the wrinkles fall out of it very quickly, and it just looks good all around. And I've been really impressed with the durability and the ease of care for that shirt.
Oh, thank you. That's good to hear.
You're very welcome.
So we really wanted to make sure that the wrinkle resistance and its ability to clean well and be washed and dried and maintain the integrity of the shirt is really important. And, you know, like I said, drivers a lot of times have a labor-intensive side of their job. It's hard to stay clean and spotless all the time. But we like to say if you have to get dirty, it's good to – or if you have to get dirty, you look good doing it is something that we say a lot. And so even though you might not be able to stay super clean, it's good to have a shirt that will release those stains and won't get ruined.
I will confess, my favorite color in your series is, it's not a true black, but kind of like a black, brown, gray color. And the reason why I love that shirt is, and I tend to wear, a lot of my clothes are tending to move to the darker colors, whether it's navy blues, black, really dark grays, just because it doesn't show dirt as well, or at least the grease, the diesel stains we tend to get on the job. So that's something that I think is very important, too, you do have some brighter colors in your line. You also have the colors where if somebody does tend to get really dirty, I'm not going to say it hides them, lately, but it does a little bit better job of disguising them, so that is just kind of nice.
Yeah, that's what we were going for.
Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back in just a second with a little bit more with Jewel Jones from Over the Road Apparel. And we're back with Jewel Jones. Thank you for joining me again, Jewel. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, a couple times we've talked a little bit about professionalism and looking professional. Everybody I know is going to have a different definition of what professional is or what professional looks like. And for the sake of this conversation, it's probably a good idea if everybody knows what you're defining as professional.
I would define professional as presenting yourself in a way that makes you feel you were portrayed accurately for your skill level and in a way that you are still comfortable in. That makes sense.
Yeah, it really kind of does. You know, my thoughts kind of on that are, you hear a lot of people saying that truck drivers, oh, they look slobs, they look, you know, they're slobs, you know, they're dirty or whatever. And, you know, when you've got the shirt that has, you know, you've been able to tell what you've had for your meals for the last 3 days on it. Now, that probably is the best image, or, you know, if you're wearing shirts with a lot of rips and tears on it, once again, a lot of people are going to look at that in a probably a less than positive manner. And I'm probably just as guilty as anybody. You know, I've went out and bought some moderately expensive work shirts from some national brands. And before I know it, they get a rip or a tear in it. They get some, you know, some free stains on it that don't want to release. You know, they're not, and like you said, they're not the most comfortable in terms of fitting my body well. And those are all things that I think you've tackled and tried to address with your line, and have done a pretty good job with it. I know you've taken my suggestions, some other ones, for some upcoming product lines, and that's the one thing I really do respect for you, is you listen to what the driver has to say and the feedback, and you're constantly trying to figure out new and better ways to improve your product.
Absolutely, and our current workwear line that we have was developed because of conversations I had with actual drivers, and my sister and I started a line I called Drew. I would say I spoke with about 50 drivers, and I interviewed them about what works in apparel, what doesn't, what do they wish clothes did better, what are some problems they are having, any suggestions. And based on those conversations, I designed our work shirts, and I believe you can always be improving your product. That's why we have so much fun talking, is because you give me really good advice, and I try and talk to as many drivers as possible to get feedback and suggestions, because if it doesn't work for you, then what was this all for?
Yeah, and, well, you know what they say about advice. Advice is worth what you get paid for. It seems you get mine for free. Just fair warning here. But actually, that kind of actually brings up a good point. It's in a conversation with Jewel and I was having. I hope I'm not revealing any trade secrets here, but they're looking into introducing a line of pants here for drivers in the near future. And we were discussing ways to make it more comfortable and practical for the driver. And one of the things she was talking about was using a different fabric in the crotch or the groin area. And when we were discussing, well, Jules, I tend to have a problem with certain pants where the fabric just seems to want to wear through very quickly, you know, like whether it's pills or whatever. And then she says, I never thought of that particular issue with it wearing or pilling. And I believe right there you decided that the particular fabric you wanted to use wasn't going to be the best choice, decided to switch to something a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. The fabric I was looking at for that gusset, I decided against. So it was a good thing you said that, or I could have made a big mistake. So thank you for
that. Well, you know, the thing is, and that's, you know, my point is, you know, a lot of the companies that I'm featuring in these segments are willing to listen to drivers and their feedbacks and what they like and don't like, and they are willing to take it. That's one of the reasons why I'm willing to support what they do in the terms of drivers. And no, it's just not because they're a sponsor of the show. And in the interest of full disclosure, Jewel and OTR Apparel is one of my sponsors to help support what I do for driver health and everything else. So thank you for that, Jewel. It is really appreciated. But, you know, that's one of the things that I do admire is, you know, they're willing to take constructive criticism. They don't expect me to say, hey, this product is perfectly good. You know, just as an example, that one of the things we've talked about in some of your shirts is, you know, you made your shirts a little generous, which is nice. So, like, for example, an extra large is probably maybe about a half size to three-quarters of a size larger compared to a lot of brands, but it's what makes it so comfortable fitting down the road. It doesn't pinch or pull. But you and I have discussed about how the neck opening is probably a little larger than it needs to be. So I think you've talked about making that just a smidgen smaller on the next one. And, you know, it's not to say she has a bad product, but it's just an example of, you know, there's something that she realized after it was made and she started getting feedback. It wasn't as it wasn't perfect, and trust me, Jewel is a perfectionist. So that is something that she decided she wanted to address, but it was because of driver's feedback. You know, and this is an example where, you know, I don't pull punches with the people that I work with, and Jewel knows this, that if something is good, I'll tell everybody. If there's something a little bit weak, I'll also say it. But if on the whole, you know, it's a good project. And it's not that it's too big. It's that if you want to wear a tie with that particular style of shirt, the tie doesn't look right on it. But other than that, it looks fine. So it's just one of those things is if you prefer to wear a tie, it doesn't really, it's not conducive to wearing one. And that is something I believe you've talked about addressing with some of your future shirt lines. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we remeasured. We spent a lot of time on that, on the neckline of the shirts for our next collection. So hopefully I got that perfect because I am a perfectionist. So we're fitting it right now to make sure that it's going to be right.
Well, you know, I'm sure we can grab Henry Albert and duct tape him to a chair for a few minutes. So you can play with him as a dress model to see how it looks on him. So, and we're probably going to have to tape Henry down because as busy as he tends to be, that's probably the only way you're going to get him to hold still for 5 minutes. but anyways, now we're down picking on poor Henry. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about some of the different shirt lines that you currently have, and if you're able to, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the future.
Yes, so right now we offer 3 button-down work shirts and then 3 casual work shirts. The casual work shirts are made from a wicking antimicrobial fabric, so they don't show sweat stains. They're wrinkle and stain resistant, and they also wick away the moisture, like I said, so they're keeping you cool and dry, and they kill the bacteria that causes odor, which I know is a big one. It's very helpful if you have to go a long time between showers. That's a really good feature for you. And then the button-downs are made from a polyester cotton blend, so they keep you nice and cool, but the polyester is very durable, and it stretches really nice, too. It has a nice drape to it, so it's not puckering and uncomfortable. And those shirts come in a Western style, which is our most popular, and there's a 2-tone style with a zipper pocket, and then just a regular type button-down that is very classy, I think. And then our casual shirts come in a polo, a Henley, and a regular crew. And we also have graphic tees that we recently added. So if that's more your style and you like a nice professional trucking industry-related graphic tee, we have those as well.
That sounds great. I know I need to check out your website because I wasn't aware that you had added those graphic tees. I'll have to take a look and see what some of those are. Mm-hmm. That is kind of nice that you are looking to expand both your product reach and scope. So I got to commend you guys on that one. Now, are there any future projects that you're working on you can give us a hint about?
Oh, my goodness. We're working on so many. We are generating long-sleeve versions of our current shirts with a few other improvements that we're making. I'm working on pants, jackets. We're looking at reflective, potentially FR. So we've got a lot of things coming down the road for us. We just are kind of trying to pick which one we want to go with first. So my design pencil has been going crazy trying to get everything figured out.
I know we talked about a lot of it, and I know I gave you a wish list for what I would like to see in a jacket along with a couple of other drivers. And I think when you got done with that, I think your eyes kind of bulged out when you realized what we're asking for is we're asking for a lot out of a jacket, number one, and then you're kind of looking at it probably also from the perspective of how do you make something that's going to be durable, meet your standards, but most of all, it's affordable. So that's another thing I appreciate. Well, your shirts may seem a tad pricey to some, and when I first saw the prices, I thought they were, but after, you know, wearing the Duke for a while and seeing how durable it was, you know, I kind of realized, you know, I'm paying a little bit more for a quality shirt that is lasting or so far seems to be holding up far better than other shirts that I've bought, which are, once again, supposed to be quality brands, and they just don't seem to have the same amount of durability and, once again, stain resistance that these other shirts that you've been providing me do. So that is, once again, something I'm really impressed with. And something you said earlier that I want to pick up on real quick. You mentioned to many people the dreaded 70s word, polyester. And the one thing that I want to point out is this isn't the shiny pot, you know, leisure suit polyester that a lot of people are going to think of. Like, when I hear polyester, the first thing that goes into my mind is, oh, no, here comes leisure suit Larry. And I just kind of, you know, or for those of you of a certain age, Scott Hamilton dressed as, you know, the lounge lizard, you know, in his leisure suit across the ice. So it's not that kind of a fabric. It's actually a very nice fabric. It holds up really well. The thing that I'm kind of impressed with is on a couple of really hot days last year, actually, I was wearing it some of the Dallas Drug Show at Gats, and I kind of noticed that at the end of the day, with all the heat being in and out outside, a lot of other shirts, you know, if you go and sniff the armpit on it, even if you are wearing, you know, deodorant or antiperspirant, will pick up a little bit of odor over the course of the day when you're in and out of weather that's that hot. Particularly since the air conditioner in my truck for the APU wasn't working that day, so I'd actually have to go out and manually fire up the truck to cool it off. So if I first got in the truck for the first 5-10 minutes, you know, I'd be sweating off, you know, something horrible until the air conditioner could catch up. And, you know, that's something that kind of impressed me with that shirt. It didn't really pick up it really didn't pick up an odor per se. So that's something that, you know, think about it, you know, it's not just about if you can't shower on a regular basis, I know a lot of drivers do, but it's also if it's a situation where you're just in and out of a hot working environment, you know, you're a flatbedder, you know, you do your unloading, whatever it might be, and you're in environments where it gets hot or you get sweaty or your air conditioner is not working, you know, this does seem to be a shirt that is going to help try to keep you a little bit more comfortable. And at the end of the day, like you said, looking good, which you know, when you know, and here's a simple like health tip is, you know, when you tend to look good, you tend to feel better, and when you tend to feel better, it's easier to make better choices to keep you on track.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But anyways, I do appreciate your time today. So if some people want to find you, how can they get a hold of you if they have comments or questions? What are the best ways for them to get a hold of you?
I check my email obsessively, so if you want to send me an email at jewljones@overtheroadapparel.com, and I will respond promptly. And if you have any feedback or ideas, those are my favorite emails to read. But if you just want to say hi or anything, I'm always checking. So,
well, let's do something important. As you know, I'm spelling challenge. How do we spell apparel?
APPAREL.
Excellent. And if they want to check you out on the website, Facebook or Twitter, how can they find you there?
My Twitter handle is @JewelJonesOTR, and I'm on Facebook as Jewel Jones, and the website is www.overtheroadapparel.com. And where else can you find me? I'm not on LinkedIn. Yeah, so those are the best places to reach me.
Excellent. And, you know, so if anybody wants to place an order, and actually something else that I probably should plug when you mentioned some graphic t-shirts, if I'm not mistaken, you've just also started offering a new service as well, that you're now doing logo design, if I'm not mistaken?
I occasionally do logo design for people, so if that's something that someone's interested in, I can always help out with that. Those are some of my favorite things to do, so that's something I do for people.
And if anybody wants to get a sample or an idea of her work for logo design, you can go to roadtestedliving.com. Oddly enough, she designed my logo. But also, if you do see me walking around the Matt Truck Show in Louisville, at least two of the shirts that I'll be wearing were designed for me, and we'll have the logo on there that Jewel designed as well. So, you know, thank you very much, Jewel, for providing those. There will be one shirt that I'll be wearing in all defense of Jewel. It's not one she designed. It's a long sleeve dress shirt that I had done for formal functions. I knew I was going to be having to do at mass where a dress shirt was required. So, you know, that is one thing that you know, that's the one shirt that I can't blame on Jewel. But the other two, you know, I've seen the pictures of them, her and her team. People who do the embroidery and everything else have done a great job on it, and I really have to thank them for going out of their way to help me on that. Now, at Matt's, where are they going to be able to find you, Jewel?
We will be at booth 69201.
Excellent, and I know I'll be stopping by at least once or twice to say hello and you know, maybe stop and talk to everybody a little bit about, you know, about health and image, and I'm looking forward to that. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in, and I do appreciate your time today, Jewel. I'll let you get back to work because I know you have a lot you need to get done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I had fun.
Thank you very much, Jewel.